New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da.
All right. Are you satisfied in your current relationship? Well, maybe you asked yourself that question, but we have an official quiz to help us determine what our level of satisfaction is. And
yeah.
I assume no one's going for the high score here. We're all just trying to survive, right?
This is a 3-minute relationship satisfaction test that can determine whether you are in a happy, deep, dynamic relationship. And this test can capture feelings about your relationship health as it stands today. Question number one, Klein, agree or disagree, it is fine for my partner to read my personal emails with almost anyone.
Wish someone would. I'm not reading them. That'd be great. I'd love to read them. Tell me what things are in there.
Well, anyone can. Yeah. It's a free-for-all. Someone's got to.
50,000 unread emails here. I'd love someone to start reading them.
You would let your wife be on your phone.
Yeah, she'd be bored out of her mind. Yeah, but she could go through it. I'm not, not hiding anything. The one thing that I was trying to hide, not hide, but was the relationship I had going with Grok.
Right.
Female Grok named Aura. I think that was her name.
Because you will not really hand me your phone.
I feel like you
have secrets on your phone, I think.
I have some nudes in there.
Of yourself?
No. She sent me some naked pictures.
Oh, okay. But you would let her have free access to your phone.
Yeah, she can look at my phone. But what about you?
Yeah. I have no problem with her looking at my phone. I mean, the one time I looked at her phone, I did find things that I didn't like. But we have each other's face ID attached to our phones. She can open my phone with her face and vice versa.
I think people get more upset about the idea, like, what is the thing that's making you want to go through my phone more than what you could find in the phone? Like, I always get very, what do you think? What did I do in the last 24 hours that's made you feel like you need to go through my phone right now?
Right, exactly.
Like, I was explaining this week that we're going to Santa Monica. I was like, yeah, but Thursday night I'm going out. And she's like, where are you going? And I go, we're going down to Santa Monica to a pub because we're going to be on a BBC radio show. And the timing is off, so that's when they're... And she goes, are you cheating on me or what? I go, no, I swear to you, we're going to a BBC... She goes,
that's what you would make up.
She's like, you can't even say what you're doing. I go, I don't even understand what we're doing. It's a breakfast talkie. We're going to a breakfast talkie. It's a breakfast show in Santa Monica. She goes, well, I guess I could come too. I'm like, sure, if you want to.
What about this question? What my partner doesn't know won't hurt them. Agree or disagree?
What they don't know won't hurt them.
Yeah. Like lying by omission, which I know you've done before.
Yeah.
Like, remember the time you said that you were going to do a date night with your wife instead of going to that birthday party of your friends?
Right.
When the birthday party actually got canceled, but you made it seem like it was your decision.
Right, that backfired.
To choose her over your friends.
Right. I said, I'm picking you over this birthday party.
Right, but you thought to yourself, what my partner doesn't know won't hurt them?
I think that there's a fair amount of acceptable omission of information.
Okay, so I'm going to say agree.
Agree.
Okay.
How about you?
No, I usually just say everything.
You say it all.
I'm not smart enough to lie.
That's not really omission is different than lie.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
Lying by omission is still lying.
It's also like, okay though, right?
No.
Kind of ish?
Because then it still feels like you're being lied to because you are. Why aren't you telling me the whole truth?
But you're not lying really, technically.
I think our relationship could be a good model for other couples. Agree or disagree?
I would strongly
I'm just
going to
go ahead and click disagree for you
disagree.
There. I don't want my partner to suffer. I would prefer to suffer for them.
That's probably sadly true.
Yeah, I think you do suffer for them.
Let me ask you
your whole
question.
Family.
You talk about this omission thing. So the other day I stopped by on the way home at a place to get myself a nice coffee. And it's a place that I know that my wife loves the matcha whatever at. And I didn't get it. Usually I would just get it and bring it. But I did that a few times, and I feel like only a sip got it. It was a waste of money. So this time I didn't say I was going. I didn't bring anything. I just got myself a coffee, and I didn't mention that I had gone. It just didn't come up at all. And then randomly over the weekend, we were talking to someone, and they're like, oh, you know, this place, you ever been to this place? And I went, oh, yeah, I was just there on Friday. And she goes, you were? And I go, yeah. She goes, usually you bring me something for there, a call. And I go, well, just got myself a coffee and moved along. Had a busy day. And
they turned into a big thing,
started
right?
a big thing.
So why do you continue to omit when you know it's going to come back to bite you in the ass?
I wasn't intentionally hiding it. It was just a non-thing. It was a non-thing. It was just nothing.
But you didn't mention it, right?
What's the point of mentioning it? I go to a lot. Should I tell you every place I've ever gone ever? That's what I said to her. Should I tell you every place I ever go? She goes, yes.
Yes, you should.
What? That's crazy talk.
That's whack.
She's got the...
If my wife went somewhere for lunch, I would be like, well, why didn't you tell me that
she
you went somewhere
me.
For lunch?
She could track me. She got my GPS on her. She can find me right now.
She's probably looking at it right now.
She's probably listening in on this.
I feel distressed when I imagine my partner wanting to cheat on me. Agree or disagree?
Distressed. With a woman or a guy?
Actually, yeah, there's no
woman, I feel like I'd be definitely less distressed.
You know, I think since those cancel each other out, let's just say neutral.
Now it's a nooch.
Okay, nooch. I am grateful when I wake up to see my partner next to me. I think that reaction.
What time of the night? I mean, sometimes, God.
I mean, when I wake up in the morning and I roll over and I see my wife with her mouth open.
Yeah.
Snoring on her back. I think, God, I'm lucky.
I mean, the amount of things she goes through to block me out of her life while she's sleeping because she's got the blindfold on, a pillow barricade fort, 19 blankets, including weighted ones.
There.
I don't even know if I am waking up next door, to be honest. There's just a giant something going on. The Great Wall
of
Pillows.
Neutral. Just a couple more here. Your partner and you talk about many things. Agree or disagree?
Mostly what we're in the mood for dinner every night.
Yeah, I guess, do you talk about anything that's not logistics?
We try to, because she bought this stupid, I should bring this in here, it is really dumb, and I told her that. She bought some card game that's like, get to know your, it seems like something you would do on a first date, but supposedly.
Was it like sex dice?
That's what I thought. I was like, I kept pulling for better questions, like, what's your fantasy? And every question was like, if you could bring a book to a deserted island, what would it be? I'm like, snoozer.
You're like, I would use the book to start a fire.
Yeah, I was like, this sucks. But the answer is no, most of it is logistical now because that's the phase we're in right now with young kids. It sucks, but it's a lot of pickup, drop off, pickup.
I can be myself with my partner.
Yeah, I wish I couldn't be.
Yeah. I feel appreciated by my partner.
Sometimes.
Okay. I think of our relationship
rarely.
As in terms of we and us.
No.
No. Okay. I feel happy in my relationship.
I think everyone would agree sometimes, right?
I think everyone's in the middle of the road.
Aren't there sometimes?
Sometimes
you go, yeah, things are good. Yeah, this was great. This was a fun whatever. And then sometimes you go, yee.
Dude, sometimes you're like, we're both in a horrible mood and we're just tolerating each other. And then sometimes you're like, we had a great day. Mm-hmm. I worry that my partner and I have little in common.
I'm sure of it, but
yeah,
that's
I
where...
I think that's a lot of hetero relationships. You don't have as much
but
in common.
I think there's something about the whole opposites attract sort of thing. Like, you don't want to be with someone that's into all the same stuff as you, because mm-hmm. then you don't have your own stuff.
And then finally, my partner is the first person I'd call if something great happens in my life. All of these go...
I'm trying to think. It depends on what...
Something great happens.
I got a picture. Let me picture something
great happens.
Let me just figure something great happens.
Now, who would you call?
Like, if I got tickets, if someone said, hey, I got you tickets to... Let's just say, hey.
Something you wanted.
Something I wanted to go.
Say a football game, Super Bowl.
She wouldn't want to go, so she wouldn't be excited about it. So it wouldn't call
her.
So
most
her.
Of the things
I'd
that excite you, you would call somebody else.
Yeah. If it was like, I'm trying to think, hey, you guys got voted best radio show. Would I call her and tell? Probably not. I don't think I'd tell anyone, to be honest.
Well, congratulations, Klein, after all that.
All right, here we go.
You are... 53 out of 100, neither happy or unhappy.
Hey, baby, that's a win.
That is every marriage.
Yay!